This is the voice of a man that you hear every Saturday on Home Sweet Home Chicago from 10 to 1. It's David Hochberg, Vice President of Lending for Team Hochberg at Homeside Financial. How are you today, David?
I'm great, Lisa. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. And you know what? I mentioned you this morning at the beginning of the show, and I identified you as a character. I find you to be pretty funny, and Dave Innett was like a character. I'm like, I don't think that you've seen the side of David Hochberg that I've seen.
Oh, I have.
Do you want me or Dave to address that? Because I don't know. I have many sides, and Dave, you might want to take the lead on this because I don't want to go in the wrong direction.
Yeah, no, you're a man of great character is what I was trying to say.
A big personality, so to speak. That's how I identify you. So,
well, thank you both.
We've all got our real estate tax bills in the mail, and I'm, you know, I still have another week where I can go and fight it or file the paperwork, which is something I do every year. But my house is on the market, and I'm thinking now more than ever I need to try and appeal that. Is that true?
Yeah, yes, 100%. The real estate taxes came out for Cook County and all the collar counties, and a lot of people are sitting there with sticker shock. And I'll tell you, especially if you're buying a home. So to answer your question, should you appeal your taxes? Absolutely. You could do it yourself, or there's qualified attorneys out there. We use Stephen A. Leahy on our show to do all the tax appeals, but there's hundreds of attorneys out there to do it. Here's the biggest challenge. We had a guy, a veteran, who fought at the Afghan War about 6-8 years ago, came back with severe PTSD. We were about ready to close. We're going to close this Friday. We're going to close tomorrow. New tax bill came out. Selling attorney sends us an email, hey, is your borrower still going to qualify under the new taxes that just increased? I'm like, well, what do you mean it just increased? So she shot me the new tax bill. The taxes went up on the house that he was going to buy by close to $3,000, okay, which is $250 a month, which if you're trying to squeeze into this house or you're in the upper ratios of qualifying, that extra 250 G's, I'm sorry, that extra $250 a month, that extra $3,000 tax bill could disqualify you to buy the house. So we had to do some, let's just say Cirque du Soleil moves here on his loan, and we're closing on Tuesday. But if you're buying a home and you haven't closed yet, you might want to check on that tax bill to make sure that you are bracing for impact to what that new tax bill is going to be. And I will put one more tip out there to your listeners. If you're a homeowner and you haven't filed for your homestead exemption, meaning that you own the house at your primary residence, you better get your head in the game here, because the reason we were able to save this loan was because the lady that was selling the home to my veteran, Army vet, never filed, even though she lived there for like 2 years, never filed for her homestead exemption. So when we got the tax bill looked like my buyer was buying a home that was a non-owner-occupied property. We recalculated the taxes on the fly. Because of the homestead exemption, my borrower tax bill, when he could apply for the exemption in January, is going to be reduced by $1,548 a month. So that $1,548 a month, that extra $225, $26, $27 a month helped me help him qualify for this loan. So be very careful out there. Make sure you're getting your homestead exemptions to get that lower. It says it right on your tax bill, and if it's not, call up your county and apply for it if it's your primary residence.
Huge, we're talking
huge reduction.
Yeah, we're talking thousands of dollars over the course of a year. I know mine went up 8%. David Hochberg on the phone, Vice President of Lending for Team Hochberg at Homeside Financial. And, of course, you hear him with Home Sweet Home Chicago Saturdays from 10 to 1. And isn't it true that if you're buying from a senior citizen who might have had their taxes frozen for a considerable amount of time, those taxes could go up even more than 8%, 10%, maybe even 25%?
Excellent point. Excellent point. If you're buying from an experienced homeowner that applied for a real estate tax freeze, which if you're an experienced homeowner having challenges making payments, there's ways to freeze your taxes. There's also ways to do a tax abatement totally where you pay your taxes upon the sale of your home. So the county has a lot of different tricks to help the consumers out who are having trouble. So if you're an experienced homeowner and you're selling your home and you're a young couple coming in, you better ask your realtor and you better ask your real estate attorney what I know they list the taxes at $3,000, but you're buying it from a 70, 80, 90-year-old individual. What are my taxes going to be when I buy it? And mm-hmm. it might be double. And it could definitely impact your ability to qualify for a home or your ability to make that mortgage payment. Even though you can qualify for the home, you might not want to make that extra $300, $400 a month payment to cover your real estate taxes. And in some areas, it's $500, $600 a month. It's substantial.
Yeah.
So watch yourself.
I think
watch
that my
yourself.
Mom had her taxes frozen from the time she was maybe 82 to 93. And then whoever bought the house got a big wallop. So let's go back to the veterans and the home exemptions for them.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, the state of Illinois, one of the great things that the state of Illinois with my buddy Senator Terry Link passed is a bill to help veterans that are coming back with service-connected disabilities, okay? And what does that mean? It's a disability that you contracted while serving our country in the armed forces, okay? You have to go to the VA. You have to talk to a veteran service officer to get rated. They write your story for you. A lot of these men and women, a lot of these veterans can't relive what happened and can't write down what happened to them, why they're experiencing so much mental anguish, that they meet with a veteran service officer, a VSO. You could find one. I could connect you one if you need one. You tell your story to the veteran service officer, your veteran service officer, you write your stories down, frames it, submits that paperwork to the VA. The VA then puts a rating on that veteran to rank them. If you're 70% or greater service-connected disabled, you do not pay real estate taxes in Illinois. If you're 50 to 69% service, 69.9, like my buyer was, you get $5,000 off the assessed value, which saved him another $50 a month off the tax bill, which enabled me to squeeze him into that loan. And if you're 30 to 49.9% service-connected disabled, you get $2,500 off your assessed value. And here's the biggest benefit, okay? Thank God these men and women and these veterans are coming home safely and alive, but a lot of our brothers and sisters are still hurting. If you get a VA loan, you do not pay the funding fee if you have a service-connected disability, which could save and has saved and will save veterans thousands of dollars when they go to secure a VA loan, which is one of the most rewarding loans that any loan officer can do and Team Hochberg does. So it's very, very, very important. Meet with this veteran service officer. If you know a veteran, friend, family, coworkers, and neighbors, you know, a lot of these men and women are like, God, there's other guys or gals worse than me. That's a bunch of crap. Get your butt into a veteran service officer. Tell them your story. Get the paperwork, because not only can you possibly get your real estate taxes expunged here in Illinois or substantially reduced, you can get services available for you as well as a monthly stipend for the time you spent and the disability you have fighting for our country and serving our flag.
He is a wealth of information. That's why you need to get in touch with him. David Hochberg, Vice President of Lending for Team Hochberg. Thank you so much for calling the show today, David.
Thanks, Lisa. Hey, Dave, go Cats. We'll talk to you guys later.
There you go. Good job, Dave.